Last week we learned the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara assumes that one is not permitted to squeeze out the juice on Yontif, and one is not permitted, we learned the Gemara on the bottom of Beis Hamidrash, and one is not permitted to pluck off fruits from the tree on Yontif, and we discussed the Ramban in the beginning of the third parak, and one is not permitted to go fishing on Yontif. So the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Aleph, the end of the long Tosfos Zeresh Emiyav the Itlish, raises a question, as well as Rashi on Tosfos on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, beginning of the third parak. Why isn't all of this mutter because of Eichel Nefesh? What's wrong with squeezing out the juice? What's wrong with plucking off the fruits? So Rashi, in a few places, Rashi on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of the third parak, writes, even though Shchita and Asi and Bishol are mutter the Tzorach Eichel Nefesh, so why isn't fishing also mutter? So Rashi says, whatever malacha could have been done with Bod Yom, and it would taste just as good, you're not permitted to do that malacha on Yom Tov. Tosfos is bothered with this Rashi. Tosfos has a taina. Tosfos by Yos and Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as the Tosfos there. They say that the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim later in the third parak regarding machshira Eichel Nefesh. Does he only permit one to do malacha mishum Eichel Nefesh? Or even mishum machshir Eichel Nefesh. Machshir Eichel Nefesh, that's on the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Machshir Eichel Nefesh means, let's say, I have a broken knife or a broken fork, and I need the use of the knife or the fork in order to eat my food, so I want to fix the knife or the fork on Yontif. So that's machshir Eichel Nefesh. Preparing the food itself, that's Eichel Nefesh. But fixing the knife, which is going to last for all week long. The knife is not just going to be used now for, what's the difference between Eichel Nefesh and Machshir Eichel Nefesh? Eichel Nefesh is Mutar and Yotam, Machshir Eichel Nefesh is a Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the difference in definition? So some define incorrectly that Eichel Nefesh means where the Chefetz of the Malacha is the food itself that you're going to eat. You're cooking food, that's Eichel Nefesh. And Machshir Eichel Nefesh is the Chefetz of the Malacha is the knife. I'm fixing a broken knife, a broken fork, which I'm going to use to eat the food. But the Ramban points out in the Mohammed that this is not the correct definition, because the Gemara says that it's permissible, let's say, I have to shecht in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Amoraim, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they used to shecht on Yom Tov also. This man is a Yom Shecht, we'll get to that soon. So if you have to shecht on Yom Tov, you have to have a proper knife. So let's say I don't have an heir in the community, I have to carry a knife from one location to the other in order to shecht, and it's chutzle, there's no heir. So the Gemara says, everybody agrees you're permitted to carry the knife over there in order to shecht. So let's say the shechet is a weak man, and he's unable to walk from one place to the other, so you have to carry the shechet. So the Gemara says you're permitted to carry the shechet, or to carry the knife, or to carry the behemoth from one location to the other. So the question is, but the shechet and the knife, that should be machshir Eichel Nefesh. You're not going to eat the knife, you're not going to eat the shechet, you can eat the food. So why isn't that dependent on the machlekes hatanayim, whether one is permitted to do mloch and yontif machshir Eichel Nefesh? So there's a sefer Meleches Yontif by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, who learned by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, but he had a yeshiva in Brisk. Rav Chaim did not have yeshiva. He was a yeshiva and yeshiva in Brisk. So that sefer he wrote before he learned by Rav Chaim. Then he wrote to Imre Moshe, that's a whole different style after he learned about Pan Soloveitchik. So in this sefer, Meleches Yontif, he quotes every source in Rishonim and Acharonim that there is to quote on the topic of Eichel Nefesh. There's nothing in the area that he doesn't quote. So he discusses this topic, so he gives a different definition. The correct definition is, Eichel Nefesh is, I cook the food which I'm going to eat on Yontif. Machshir Eichel Nefesh is, I'm fixing a knife. The knife is going to be used not only to eat on Yontif, for the food on Yontif, the knife is going to be able to be used all week long and all month long. I'm not going to have to fix it again. If I carry the knife to a certain location on Yontif in order to shecht, that's all I carry the knife for. To shecht one behema on Yontif, and that's all. And after Yontif is over, I'm going to carry the knife back. So the whole purpose of the carrying is only in order to shecht the behema to eat on Yontif. So that's called Eichel Nefesh Mamish. That's not called Machshire. Let's say if I would fix a broken fork, every time I use the fork would break. Then when I fix the fork on the Yontif, that's called Eichel Nefesh. That's not called Machshir Eichel Nefesh. I'm fixing a broken fork in order to use it chad pa'mi, in order to use it to eat the food on Yontif. It's not going to be, you can't continue to use that fork after Yontif is over for other achilas. Then it wouldn't be called Machshir, then it would be called Eichel Nefesh Mamish. So there is a machlekes hatanayim, Rabbi Yudan HaChachamim. The pasuk says, "Achas shiachol chanevshi ulevada yosalachem." So the pasuk has ribuyim and it has miyutim. It says levado, but it says lachem, lachem lachol tzachechem. So on the one hand, it sounds like maybe lachem lachol tzachechem is marbe even machshir echol nefesh, but hu levado sounds like it's a miyut, only echol nefesh. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, on chav chesem and aleph towards the bottom, four lines from Tanya. Ein the yontav l'shabbos al echol nefesh, but Rabbi Yehuda mater af machshir echol nefesh. And the Gemara says the machlekes is, do you place the emphasis on the lachem lachol tzachechem? It is machshir echol nefesh also muter, or do you place the emphasis on levado, that only Yochel Nefesh is mutter. So the other Gemara says that even according to the Tana Rav Yehuda, who thinks that Machshir Yochel Nefesh is mutter, but that's only if it was Epshalasis Mabod Yom. Machshir Yochel Nefesh, which was Epshalasis Mabod Yom, let's say to fix the broken fork. The fork was broken before Yom Tov began. He could have fixed it before. And he was lazy, he didn't do it. Then it's an Issa Deraisa that you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. So Rashi quotes that concept with respect to Yochel Nefesh Mamish. You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov because Rashi has no refrigeration. You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov because it has no refrigerators. So if you're going to shecht the food or cook the food on Er Yom Tov, bake the challis on Er Yom Tov, it's not going to taste as good, it's going to be head stale. So that's called Piyat Shalasas Mabod Yom. But to go fishing, you could have gone fishing on Er Yom Tov, would have tasted just as good. In fact, the Gemara says in one place in Moed Katan, that the fish is healthier and tastes better the longer it stays out of the water. If you catch a fish 3 weeks ago, then it's healthier than if you catch a fish today. So Tosfos says we don't follow that Gemara anymore. It's one of many things that the Gemara has certain points of medicine that we don't follow. So that's one of them. So that's what Rashi says. Even in Ochel Nefesh, we distinguish between Epshalasis Mabod Yom and Epshalasis Mabod Yom. So Tosfos is unhappy about Rashi. They think, no, that Gemara that we just read on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that's only with respect to Machshirin. We make a distinction between Epshalas and Bod Yom. But Ochel Nefesh Mamish, they don't agree with Rashi. The Pashtus is that even Rashi, who applies the Gemara's klal to Ochel Nefesh Mamish, whatever's Epshalas and Bod Yom, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, Rashi only meant it with the Rabbonim. That's how many Achrayim say. Rashi knows on the level of the rice, the Gemara says that on the level of the rice, I'm going to get to Machshirin, fixing the broken fork and knife. If you were aware of it on Erev Yom Tov, you could have fixed it. That's an Issa Deraisa to fix the broken knife on Yom Tov. But the Rashi says that if Rashi Kemat says the first, if you have a refrigerator and the food will taste just as good. Some people are Mufonokim, they can tell the difference between chicken that was just freshly cooked as opposed to chicken that came out of the refrigerator and reheated it. So if you can tell the difference and it tastes so much better the first time you cook it, then you permit it to cook it on Yom Tov. But for non-Mufonokim, that it tastes just the same, whether you cooked it there on Yom Tov, you reheated it on Yom Tov, or you cooked it Michodesh on Yom Tov. So then Rashi would say, if you have a refrigerator, then Rashi would say, it would be an Iser to cook it on Yom Tov. So the Pashtus is that Rashi's Shita is only with the Rabbanon over here. He didn't mean to say that it's a Dimon on Purim. But Tosfos is not happy with the Rashi, so they're looking for a different explanation. Why is it also to go fishing on Yom Tov? What's wrong with the... Why don't we permit all of these mitzvos? Just because Epshalas is Mod Yom, that concept only applies to Machshirin, shouldn't apply to Echol Nefesh Mamish. That's Tosfos fighting against Rashi. So Tosfos has a suggestion on Gimel Amud Aleph, they quote in the name of one of the Balei Tosfos, maybe the reason why you're not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov is because you don't know in advance who says you're going to catch a tuna fish or a gefilte fish. Maybe you catch a trefa fish, so you're not allowed to eat it. So there's no heter Echol Nefesh if you catch a non-kosher fish. But then they said, but that doesn't answer all the other kasha. What about squeezing out the juice, and what about plucking off the fruits from the tree? He just answered the kasha by fishing. But that's the svara that Tosfos mentions. Maybe you're not allowed to go fishing because you may catch a non-kosher fish. That's a consideration that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, it says you're permitted to shecht on Yom Tov. From the Mishnayos, all the Gemara say you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Then the Heitev and the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tshuva, they all quote Achrayim and say, maybe Bizman Azeh, since we have introduced so many Chumash and Hilchos Treifos, there are so many things that, strictly speaking, based on the Medina, the Gemara, it's Mutter, and we have so many Chumash that we answer it, that so many, such a high percentage of the animals will turn out to be Treifos, and maybe it's not proper to shecht on Yom Tov. It's like going fishing. You don't know in advance whether you're going to get a kosher fish or non-kosher fish. So that's a Chumash and Achrayim based on this consideration that Tosfos raises. There's really a question, why is it also to pluck off the fruits from the tree? why is it also, Rashi says, things that it's only also in the Rabbanan, because he could have done it in the Bodyam. Even though Tzorcha Nefesh Mam. So Tais is not happy about that. So Tais is quotes from the Yerushalmi, Tais is on Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as the beginning of the third parak. Tais is quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that we have one of the Midrash HaTanya Rashi's name is a Hekesh. A Hekesh means that you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, one next to the other, so we assume that there's a connection between the two dinim. What if you have two dinim written in two psukim that are next to each other? That's already not called a Hekesh, that's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim? Do you necessarily assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that one pasuk that's pasuk beis next to pasuk gimel have a connection with each other but not necessarily so? That's a machlokes satanaim in the beginning of Yevamos, but the darshan smuchim and bereishis through Bamidbar. Chumash Devarim, the Gemara says, in Mishnah Torah, all the Tanaim agree that you do darshan smuchim. The Gemara gives some kind of an explanation, it's not exactly clear. The Gemara, and then on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Tal Ransburg there in Yevamos has a different girsa. So the Gemara says somehow in Chumash Dvarim you do darshan smuchim. You have many famous drushes that are based on smuchim of two psukim, one next to the other in Chumash Dvarim. But in the other four chumashim, Bereishis, two Bamidbar, usually assume that you don't darshan smuchim. You only darshan hekesh if the two didn't appear in the same pasuk. So here Tosfos quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that says that in Parshas Go you have two psukim, one next to the other. This is not a hekesh, this is smuchim. So it's questionable whether this is a legitimate drasha or not. The one pasuk says, "Acha she'achol chol nebshul v'adu yosel lechem heterach nefesh." Then the next pasuk says, "Ushmartem esamatzes, you should make shmura matzah." So where does the shmura matzah begin? From where on do you have to make shmura matzah? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, where the shmura mishas ktsira, a shmura mishas lisha. So shmura mishas ktsira is what we call shmura matzah. That's 10 times more expensive than normal matzah. All the regular matzahs, Shmura Mishas Lisha. They have Jewish people, they push the button and they say, we're baking L'shem Mitzvah's matzah. And they're careful from the time of Lisha. Lisha is when you pour in the water with the flour. So of course they're careful to make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. All the matzahs that you get in the store is Shmura Mishas Lisha. So strictly speaking, the Ikar Adin Shmura Mishas Lisha is sufficient. But because there is a minority opinion in the Gemara and a minority opinion in the Rishonim that you need Shmura Mishas Ktsira, so that's why we're machmen, those who can afford it, so it costs 10 times as much, and you buy the shmura matzah. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is working on the Ikar Adin, that you only need shmura mishas lisha. So because these psukim are one next to the other, the pasuk v'shmartem esa matzah is that you need shmura when mishas lisha is next to the pasuk of oichal nefesh, or just like this is milisha v'yelech, so too the heter oichal nefesh is only milisha v'yelech, so whatever malachas are listed on in the Mishnah and Shabbos, and Daf Ein Gimel Laman Aleph has a list of all the other malachas. And the first 11 malachas are Sidur the Pas. How do you bake bread? So you zareya, you choresh, you plow the ground, you zareya, you plant, you kotzer, you harvest it, and you dosh. And then you do all the malachas till you do the tchina, you grind it, make it into flour, then lisha, then afiyah. So the malachas are listed, milisha v'yelech, those are mutar v'tzarech ochel nefesh. But ketzira, to harvest from the tree, that's before lisha. So since you only need shmura mishas lisha v'yelech, so the heter oichal nefesh is only milisha v'yelech. So the question is this a drasha gemura or is this just an asmachta? It's a smuchim, it's not a hekesh. It's not that the two dinim are written in the same pasuk. It's two psukim that are adjacent to each other. So we usually assume that outside of chumash dvarim we don't darshan smuchim. So that's the question. Many Rishonim assume that this is only an asmachta, and others assume now that it's a real drasha gemur. So this machlokes, whether this Yerushalmi is this to be taken seriously as a drasha gemur of their rishonim, or only asmachta rabbanon, this machlokes is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, mentioned in different places. So one of the important marmakimus is the Ran in the beginning of the third perik on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Ran quotes a long explanation from the Ramban. The Ramban is on page 26 on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, on the bottom of the page in the Mochamas. So the Ramban develops a whole idea, and the Ran says, I don't understand what in the world he's talking about. The Ran says, I don't understand. He quotes the whole Ramban, he doesn't understand. The Ramban says like this, what kind of an idea is it, Milisha V'yelech? Akzeres HaKasuv? Milisha v'yelech by the shmura matzah we understand because the asiyas shmartem es hamatzah means that the asiyas hamatzah has to be done lishma. So matzah is lechem only, lechem. So what's called asiyas ha-lechem? Milisha v'afiyah. when you harvest grains on the ground, that's not called Haskolas Asiyas Alechem, that's a Hachana prior to Asiyas Alechem. And when you grind it up, when you do the Trina, that's the preparation before you do the Asiyas Alechem. When you're doing Asiyas Alechem, Lisha V'Afiyah, in Hilchas Chala, in Hafrashas Chala, the din is V'Hoya B'Chofa M'Lechem O'Oriz. Yechayim in Hafrashas Chala, only when you have Lechem. Cake and cookies is also Lechem. It's called Pasa B'Bikistim, it's also Pasa, it's also Lechem. So there, the two moments that play a role, the two moments of Chiyuv, the two Shas Chayvasas, Alisha V'Afiyah. Rabbi Natan has in Tzochim and Aflamaches, and Brochus and Aflamaches, the same Rabbi Natan, he says either Lisha or Afiyah. If you have a Lisha, Blila, Ova, then even if you do a Bishul, it'll be Chayv and Chala. And if you have a Blila Raka, then you have to have Dafka Afiyah. And even according to the Ramban, who disagrees with the details of the Rabbi Natan, but he agrees also that these are the two Shas Chayvasas, these are the two moments of Asiyas Alechem, Lisha V'Afiyah. So we understand why a Shmata Mesamatzah's wife depends on Lisha. But what in the world does it have to do with the Echol Nefesh? Why should you arbitrarily apply this Muchim, you say, just like Milisha V'Yelech, so too by Echol Nefesh? Why should it be Milisha V'Yelech? Maybe it's only an Asmachta. So the Ramban says, no, it's a real Drosh Gemurah. What it means is the following. Take as a Moshul, the Ramban doesn't give the Moshul. Take as a Moshul, the Gemara says in Shabbos that one of the 39 malachis is borer. But sometimes borer is muta. If you have borer, echel metach solus miyad biyad, then it's muta. So what kind of a heter is that? Echel metach solus miyad biyad. So there's a big dispute in the Rishonim what the heter is based on. So half of the Rishonim say that that's called derech achilo. That's not called borer. That's the way people eat. If it's echel metach solus miyad biyad, that's called derech achilo. So Derech Achila takes it out of the category of Malacha on Shabbos when Malacha is also. So comes the Ramban and he says a big Chiddush. Here he doesn't fully explain it. That's why the Ran says, I don't know what in the world the Ramban is driving at. Ramban Achumish in Parashas Hamor explains it a little better. So the Ramban explains that if you look carefully in the Chumash, the Lashonos are not the same. By the Issa Malacha and Shabbos and Yontov, they're not the same. On Shabbos it says, Kol Malacha L'Sasa. On Yontov it says, Malacha Savoida. And he says they're not the same. On Shabbos, Malacha is Aser, so the only time it won't be in the category of Malacha is if it's Derech Achila. On Yontif, the Torah never prohibited Malacha. The Torah only prohibits Malacha Savoida. So a Malacha that's done not only Derech Achila, Derech Achila is not even called a Malacha. Eichon Tzach Service, Miyad Biyad is not called a Malacha even on Shabbos. But on Yontif, it's only forbidden if it's Malacha Savoida. So any malacha that's done in the course of preparing the food for the meal, even if it's not derech achila, if it's derech achana l'sude, so that's not called malacha savoida. So let's say a person, bizman ha-gemara, a person is considering eating flesh and supper, so they have no refrigeration. So they're not going to go fishing. The fish may not be around. They're not going to go, when it's time to eat supper, they're not going to go fishing. They're going to fish earlier. They're going to fish the day before or something. They're not going to start, if the balabasta wants to make fresh cookies or fresh bread for supper, she's not going to go plant the grain. She's not going to go harvest the grain. She's not going to grind it either. She has flour. She's going to do the lisha. The lisha is the hachana that you do before the meal. You can't call it derech achila, but you can call it derech seuda. So that's what the Ramban says. Milisha v'yelech is a concept. It doesn't depend really on the listing in the Mishnah. Milisha v'yelech means, is it derech hachana l'suda? So he says, ketzira is not what you normally do when you're preparing for the meal. Ketzira is something that you normally do way before. The question is, what if I have an apple tree in the backyard? I just go and I pluck off an apple and I put it on the table. That's a good question. Maybe that would be muta. The Ramban is talking about ketzira harvesting grain. Harvesting grain, you don't do when you're interested in preparing the meal. That's way before. So the Ramban has this concept. He has tochen. Sometimes tochen is done derech hachana l'suda. Sometimes tochen is done way before. So the Ramban says to grind up the flour to make wheat, that's the balabasta doesn't do that the day that she's interested in preparing the meal. That's done somehow in advance, sometime in advance. So the Ramban says to grind the flour to make wheat is a malacha deraisa and yontif. That's Malacha Savoida. To grind, there's a Mishnah in the end of the first parak about grinding up spices, about Shchikas Tavlin on Yontif. So the Mishnah says that if you have spices that everybody knows that you're going to, everybody knows in advance you're going to use these spices on Yom Tov. It's not a matter that you have to guess. And the nature of the spice is such that if you were to ground it up on Erev Yom Tov, it's ain't a mafik tam. It's going to taste just as good. It's going to be just as fresh and just as tasty. Then you should have ground it up on Erev Yom Tov. Then we don't, it's Efshel Atzis Mavod Yom. Like Rashi says, you're not allowed to grind it on Yom Tov. But if the nature of the spice is such that it's mafik tam, if you're going to grind it up before Yom Tov, it's not going to taste as good. Or it's a spice that it didn't occur to me that I should prepare this. I didn't think I was going to use the spice. So then the Mishnah says that it's at the gomer. You're permitted to grind up spices on Yom Tov. So the Ramban says, the same malach of tochen, to grind up wheat on Yom Tov is a malach of deraisa. To grind up the spices on Yom Tov is at the gomer. So the Ramban says, I don't understand what in the world he's talking about. Tchina is on the list, and the Mishnah Masech HaShabbos on Daf and Gimel, Tchina appears before Elisha. If you hold from Lisha V'Yelach, so either it's Sasser or it's Mutter, but where did he come to make this compromise? The answer is, Ramban explains what he meant, and Chumash explains, even with that, what he wrote to Chumash, you understand this from over here also, so you read it slowly and carefully. He says it's not an arbitrary rule based on the listing, the way it appears in the Mishnah, Masech HaShabbos, and Afan Gimel, Kodem Lisha versus Lam Lisha. Usually, Kodem Lisha are the Malachas that are not done in preparation for the meal. And Lach Alisha on the Malachas that the Balabasta does in preparing for the meal. So just like on Shabbos, whatever is Derech Achilas, by definition not called the Malacha, so on Yom Tov, whatever is Derech Hasuda, it's broader than Derech Achilas. Whatever is Derech Hasuda, it's not called Malacha Savoida. That's what the Ramban says, the two totally different prohibitions. On Shabbos, the issue is Malacha, and on Yom Tov, the issue is Malacha Savoida. The Ran holds that it's not so. The Ran holds that on Shabbos, Yom Tov, the same thing. It's an Issa Malacha. Both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov it's an Issa Malacha. Whereas on Shabbos you only have one heter of Pikuach Nefesh, you have a couple of other heter, and you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Hakrov and Karbon and Sibur. Okay? Even though there's no Pikuach Nefesh, you're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos when the witnesses have to come to testify that they saw the Levana in order to be Mekadosh Nechayr. So you have a few heter. But leaving out the Karbonis, we don't have the Zmanazah, we don't have the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Zmanazah. So bottom line, on Shabbos you have one heter, we'll leave that detail. On Shabbos you have one heter of Eichel Nefesh, on Yom Tov you have another heter of Pikuach Nefesh. The other way, on Shabbos you only have one heter of Pikuach Nefesh, on Yom Tov Pikuach Nefesh is a heter on Kemat on Kol HaTarkula, except for the three cases where you say Yehari Gal Yavo, but there's no heter of Pikuach Nefesh. So on Shabbos, like on all the other mitzvahs, you have only one heter of Pikuach Nefesh. On Yom Tov, the Ran holds, and in addition to the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, you have another heter of Eichel Nefesh. But it's really a heter. The definition of the malacha, the definition of the Yisr is the same as on Shabbos. Malacha. Malacha is malacha. And on Yom Tov, you have an additional heter. And the Ramban holds, no. It's not that it's the same Yisr with an additional heter of Eichel Nefesh. It's a totally different Yisr. It's a lesser Yisr. On Shabbos, the definition of the Yisr is Malacha, and on Yom Tov the definition of the Yisr is Malacha Savaida. That's what the Ramban is Mendaik in the Chumash. It could well be that this is really the root of the Machlekes HaTanoim that's referred to in the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph is one source. On the wide lines, on the fourth wide line, the Gemara has alludes to a Machlekes HaTanoim. The big Machlekes is really in Erez in Daf Lamed Ches. The Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov. If Yom Tov falls out either on Friday or on Sunday, so you have 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, not Yom Tov, Sheni Shavuot. In Eretz Yisrael when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so do we say that the 48 hours constitute Kedusha Achas, what we call Yom HaRichta, but Rashi calls Yom HaRichta, the Gemara never calls it Yom HaRichta, that's Rashi's Loshon. And one calls it Kedusha Achas, or do you say stay Kedushas? This day has Kedusha Shabbos, that day has Kedusha Yom Tov. So this is a Machlekes HaTanoim. What's the difference? There are a few differences. So one difference is Benegeh to Erev Etchumen. You can't make an Erev Etchumen Friday night I want to go in one direction, and Shabbos morning I want to go in the other direction, Chutz L'Tchum. So you can't make a different Erev Etchumen for Friday night and a different Erev Etchumen for Shabbos in the morning. You have to make your mind up before Shabbos begins or before Yom Tov begins, where do you want your Mokam Dira? Where you want to be kind of Shvisa, so that's your kind of Shvisa for the whole Shabbos. So that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. If you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, can you make a separate Erev Etchumen for the first day, a separate Erev Etchumen for the second day? Or do you declare that it's Kedusha Achas and you have to make up your mind before the both days which direction you want to be kind of Shvisa? And that's it for the both days. Or let's say for Muktzeh. If something is Muktzeh On Shabbos, something is muktzah, Shabbos Parshas Noah, if something is muktzah, then that's what I mean. It's got to be muktzah on Parshas Lech Lecha. It depends what you do with it in the middle of the week. Let's say I have sticks and stones and junk. So on Shabbos Parshas Noah, it's muktzah. Then in the middle of the week, I'll make a kli out of it, I'll make a chia. So when it comes to Parshas Lech Lecha, it won't be muktzah anymore. Just because muktzah one Shabbos doesn't mean it's muktzah the next Shabbos. So what if I have eight mavana, the offer, I have junk on the Shabbos next to Yondas, I have a junk. So it's muktzah on the first day. Then a Jew, a goy, whatever, someone comes and he makes a whole vase out of it. He makes a whole table or a chair out of it. So do you say, migadis katsoy, do you say, since it was muktzah on the first day, it remains muktzah on the second day? You say, no. What does the first day got to do with the second day? The second day is like next Shabbos. So that's a machlekes hatanaim, where they say, Shabbos tasmucha, Shabbos yantam asmucham zelazeh, is it kedusha achas, or is it shtei kedushas? So the pashtus is, the pashtus is that this machloikis hatanoim, whether kedusha achas or shtei kedushas, the pashtus is the whole machloikis, the way we're defining it, the way we're describing it, is only on dinim derabbanon. We assume the whole dinim, every chumen is only midirabbanon. The whole dinim muktzah is also only midirabbanon. Everything is midirabbanon. So the whole machloikis, the pashtus is on the level of derabbanon. But the Shabbos next to Yontif is a kedusha achas, shtei kedushas on the level of derabbanon. Rashi learns in the Gemara in Psochem on Daf Mem Zayin, Daf Mem Vav Mem Zayin, that it's a machlokes hatanoim on the level of the Raisa. Where the Shabbos v'yantam asmuchim zelazeh, are the kedusha achas and shtei kedushas on the level of the Raisa. And if you hold kedusha achas, you can work lahakel also. We're used to thinking without learning that Rashi, you just learn the Mishnayos in Erevin, and the Gemara here in Dalet Amud Aleph, he say the whole concept of kedusha achas is only on the level of Rabbanu Lahachmir. You never find Kedusha Achas Lahokil. So Rashi learns in the Gemara, no, that the issue of Kedusha Achas versus Shtei Kedushas by Shabbos V'yanta Asmuchim Zalazeh has a relevance Lahokil also where. The Gemara says there that you're not allowed, on Yontif, you're only allowed to cook and bake for Yontif. Oichel Nefesh, you cook today for today. So what if you have Yontif falls out on Friday? So the din is, if you make an Erev Tavshilin, you're permitted to cook for Shabbos. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but you know and I know that Erev Tavshilin is only with the Rabbanim. So why are you permitted to cook on the level of the Raisa? In Minatara, the Erev Tavshilin doesn't exist. So what's the heter to cook on Yontif for Shabbos Minatara? So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Chisda. So one opinion, Rashi interprets one opinion, is Kedusha Achas. Shabbos and Yontif constitute Kedusha Achas, so when you cook today for today, or today for tomorrow, tomorrow is Shabbos, so Kedusha Achas, that's considered today, it's not for the same day, but it's for the same Kedusha Sayyim. So Rashi learns in Yomar that you can apply Kedusha Achas even Lahakal on the level of Deraisa. Rashi learns that's the Nekudas HaMachloikas. Rashi learns there in Psochem, that's the point of Machloikas, whether Tzorchei Shabbos not in the Yontif, or not, the Shabbos, but the Kedusha Achas, the Shtei Kedushas, even works on the level of the Raisa, even the Hakel. Right, the other opinion holds that we pass on the Halacha Shtei Kedushas, how is one permitted to cook on the level of the Raisa in the end of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, even though I'm cooking today for tomorrow, when our Torah is permissible, it doesn't matter what you think. All the food that you cook theoretically could have been eaten today. So Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically and you disregard the Kavanas HaGavra. Let's say I'm cooking on Yontif, the Balabas is planning there's a Shalom Zocher. My daughter's making a Shalom Zocher tomorrow night in Tina. My daughter had a baby boy. Let's say on Sukkot she had nothing better to do, so she's baking all the cookies on Yontif for the Shalom Zohar. So would that be permissible? To cook on Yontif for next month. So this opinion holds in the Gemara. Minatara, it's mutter. It's only for Did Midrabban. Why is it mutter? Theoretically, he could have eaten all the cookies on Yontif. She's not going to let the people eat it, since there are a lot of Jews in Tinek. If you live in a little village, and there aren't enough Jews to eat up, they'll flux if they'll eat so many cookies. And you're cooking so much food that it's impossible to eat all, the Jews can't eat up all the food on Yontif, that you're not allowed to. But if you live in a big community with a lot of Jews, so theoretically all the food that you cook on Yontif could have been eaten up today on Yontif by Yisraelim. So Minataritz Mutter, you ignore the Kavanas HaGavra, the Eichel Nefesh sets itself up automatically. So although Midirabbanu we don't permit that, Oifem Yontif L'chol, we don't allow it Midirabbanu, but Oifem Yontif L'Shabbos, if you made an Erev Tashilin, then we allow it even Midirabbanu. That's the dispute in the Gemara there, Machlekes HaMaroyim, what's the Yisoid HaHeter on the level of the Reisit to cook on Yom Tov and Shabbos? Is it, Rashi learns, is it because Yom Tov next to Shabbos constitutes Kedusha Achas? So the Kedusha Sayyam extends for 48 hours. It's the Machloika is a Chiddush, a double Chiddush. Rashi holds the Machloika is Kedusha Achas, the Kedusha is a Machloika on the level of the Raisa, and therefore it could even work Lahakel, not only Lahachmer. You can say Kedusha Achas Lahakel. So what is the, according to Rashi, that this is the Machlokes HaTanaim, what is the point of the Machlokes where the Shabbos of the Yom Tov constitutes Kedusha? We pass the state Kedushas. The Gemara says, Halacha Karboa Zekeinim, that's what the Gemara quotes over here. Halacha Karboa Zekeinim, they were older Tanaim, and the Tanaim lived for many generations. So the older Tanaim are called the Zekeinim. The younger Tanaim are, I guess, the Tzirim. So the Gemara says, Halacha Karboa Zekeinim, we pass like the older Tanaim, the four Tanaim from the older generations. The Shabbos next to Yom Tov constitutes Shtei Kedushas, Lahak Lahak Mashayim, that's all. But what was the issue in the Bible according to Rashi? So it would appear, if you learn that whole sugya there himself, it would appear that this is exactly the point of the dispute. The Machlok is the Ran and the Rabban, what's the nature of the Heter of Oichel Nefesh on Yom Tov? The definition of the Kedusha, the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam depends on the Yisra Malacha. Kedusha is not just an abstract concept. Musag artiloi. Kedusha means halacha l'maisa. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, means that there's an isa tevel. Whatever grows has an isa tevel, you have to be mafish, shumas and maises. Yerushalayim has a kedusha that Metzora is not permitted to enter. Harabayis has kedusha, Tami is not allowed to enter. The Makom HaNikdash has kedusha, Tami Meis is not allowed to enter. Kedusha means that you have restrictions. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that if the Gemara says the din is, if a person knows today is Shabbos, but he didn't know that you're not allowed to write, he's not allowed to erase. And he did kosher the moichik, then he has to bring shukhatos. But if he forgot that today was Shabbos, or his watch stopped, and he thinks it's still Erev Shabbos, doing many malachas, so if it's shigigas Shabbos, he only brings one chatos. If it's don't Shabbos, the shigigas malachas, then he brings many chatos. And if yesh chilas malachas the Shabbos, he brings many chatos. So the Mishnah says that it's possible that a person knows that it's Shabbos, but he was ignorant of all the 39 malachas, so he brings 39 korbanos. He violated all the 39 malachas, so he brings 39 chatos. So the Gemara says, to what did he know about Shabbos? He knew that it's Shabbos, he just didn't know that the 39 malachas are also. So what did he know already? So the Gemara says, he knew about Tchumen. So the Rabban asks, what do you mean, what did he know? What do the Jews in America know? You go to shul, you dress up, you ben shlicht, you say Kiddush. You never heard of the malachas? He never heard. He knows you have Kriyas HaTorah. He knows you do other things on Shabbos. He never heard of any of the Malachas. The Rambam says that's called not knowing Kedushas HaShabbos. To know Kedushas HaShabbos means that you know that there are restrictions, that there are limitations, that there are Yisurim. To know that there are mitzvahs, that you say Kiddush and you say Abdullah and you ben Shlicht and you daven a special daven, you go to shul and so on, that's not called knowing Kedushas HaShabbos. Kedusha always means limitations and restrictions. So that's over here also. You want to discuss whether Shabbos and the Yom Tov, so if you want to discuss the nature of Kedusha Shabbos and the nature of Kedusha Yom Tov to determine whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, the laws are very different. On Shabbos there's no Heter Echam Nefesh, on Yom Tov there is a Heter Echam Nefesh. The dinim are very different. On Yom Tov there's Malkus, on Shabbos there's Koris and there's Skilo. But that's not the point. The question is the nature of the Issa Malacha. Is it the same or is it different? So the Ramban says they're totally different. On Shabbos it's an Issa Malacha, and Yom Tov it's an Issa Malacha Savaida, a totally different Issa. And the Ran holds not, it's basically the same Issa. On Shabbos and Yom Tov the Issa is Malacha, except whereas on Shabbos there's one Heter, only a Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, the same as the other 600 mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a Heter of Pikuach Nefesh. On Yom Tov, in addition to the Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, there's also a Heter of Eichel Nefesh, but the Issa starts off the same. So according to the way the Ran defines it, it makes good sense to say the Shabbos and Yom Tov constitute Kedusha Achas, because the Issa Malacha is the same. According to Ramban, you can't say that it's Kedusha Achas. Halacha L'maisa, that's what we assume, the Shabbos and Yom Tov, Halacha Kapo is a Kenim. The Shabbos next to Yom Tov are not Kedusha Achas, they're Shnei Kedushas. Even according to the Ran, who claims that the Issa Malacha on Yom Tov is basically the same as the Issa Malacha on Shabbos, that they're both an Issa Malacha, except that on Shabbos there's only one Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, and on Yom Tov there's an additional Heter of Eichel Nefesh. The Ran himself admits that the nature of the Heter of Eichel Nefesh is much stronger than the nature of the heter apikuach nefesh. There is a Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, you're not permitted to cook on Yontif unless you're going to eat the food on Yontif. Either min haTorah, min haRabbanan, or from Yontif l'chol is not allowed. So the Shaila is, let's say I want to cook a cup of tea. So I have to measure exactly one cup of tea. What if I hold the kettle under the faucet for so long that I have 3 cups of water there, and I'm going to cook 3 cups of water? So I violated, I was away from the Yontif L'chol. I cooked water on Yontif unnecessary. I don't even think I know for sure I'm not going to drink the extra water. So I have to be medaktik to fill up a cup of water, then pour it into the kettle. I'm not allowed to hold the kettle under the faucet and chalila cook extra water. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to be so medaktik. That's the Gemara about 20 lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Memale nachtam chavish ha-mayim. The baker can fill up a whole container full of water. They're going to cook water. They're going to cook way more water. Let's say he wants to have hot tea on Matzoh Yontif. So he's going to fill up the kettle full of water on Yontif, intending he wants to drink some of it now, and the rest he wants to drink after Yontif. So that's not called Daifan Yontif. That's not called Mavashal Yontif L'chol. That's Mutter. That's called Magad Dishur. If he cooks 2 different kettles, he fills one kettle, puts it on this burner, fills another kettle, puts it on that burner. So he's doing 2 acts of Bishul. So one act, the first one he needs, the other one is not allowed to do. That's why from the Yontif L'chol, either Rosh HaMenata or Rosh HaMenata. But if he fills up 1 kettle of water and he puts it on the fire, even though it has much more than he really needs, that's called Marbe Bishurim. So it says Marbe Bishurim is Muta. Let's say the Balabasa is going to cook flesh on Yontif. So it's only the husband and the wife, and none of the children are there. That's just the husband and wife. So she has to cut such a piece of flesh that she knows that's the maximum they can possibly eat. Or she can, or is she permitted to take a 5-pound piece of flesh and put the whole thing in the pot and cook the whole thing, knowing in advance that she's only going to eat part of it on Yontif and the rest of it for sure they're going to eat on the weekdays. So the Gemara says that that's muta, that that's permissible. If she's going to take 2 different pots, she's going to put 2 pounds of flesh in one pot, 2 pounds of flesh in another pot, and all they need is 2 pounds of flesh. So that's Marbe B'Melacha, she did two Bishulim that you're not allowed to do. Or, let's say you have the meat is in the freezer in units of 1 pound each. So she's going to take, she only needs 1 pound of flesh. I have no idea how much. So she only needs 1 pound of flesh. She's going to take 1 pound and put it in. Then 1 pound and put it in the pot. Another pound to put it in the pot. So that's an Isa Hachana. The taking of the extra that you're not allowed to do an act of hachana on Yontif Shabbos. So that says in Shulchan Aruch you're not allowed to do. The only time it's muta, the only time the Gemara says Marbe B'Shurim is muta, is she has a 1 pound piece of flesh, and she has a 5 pound piece of flesh. So instead of taking the 1 pounder, she takes the 5 pounds and she puts it in. So she there's only one pu'ula that she does, but it's Marbe B'Shurim. She knows in advance she's not going to eat up 5 pounds of flesh with her husband on Yom. She doesn't expect to have any guests. So the Gemara says that that's muter. Marbe b'shurim is muter on Yontif. That's a brisa, no machlokes. So all the Rishonim are bothered with the kasha that there is a Gemara Menachos where it says, at the beginning of Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Perek Rabbi Shmuel is all about Ksira Sa'ima. So the Gemara says there, if there's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana on Shabbos, and the doctor gepaskin that he needs a fresh orange. So you're allowed to pluck off an orange from the tree, if that's the pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do whatever is necessary. Let's say the doctor says he needs 2 fresh oranges. So you have an option of either breaking off a branch that has 5 oranges on it, or plucking off separately 2 oranges. So the Gemara is not sure which should you do. If you're going to break off the branch, you're going to be doing katsira on 5 oranges. And you only need 2. If you're going to pluck off separately 1 orange, you're doing 2 malachas instead of doing 1 malacha. So the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Breaking off 1 branch with 5 oranges is less of an avera than plucking off 2 separate oranges. And the rule is, whenever there's a situation of pikuach nefesh that is doicha Shabbos, so the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, machila mosa hakala kalchila. You have to figure out how to violate the less avera. Whenever you can accomplish pikuach nefesh on Shabbos by doing it kalachayad, which is only nisa malacha midirabbanon, so don't do the malacha kidarka, do kalachayad. Whenever you can do ayidei nachri, which is only midirabbanon, so do ayidei nachri instead of doing ayidei, so you have to always try to minimize. So the Gemara says from these 2 options, should I pluck off separately one fruit and one fruit? So I'm doing two separate ma'isik and sira. Or should I break off one branch that has five fruits? So that's marbe b'shiurim. So the Gemara assumes that they're both an iser. To pluck off two, let's say you don't need an orange at all. Let's say you only need one orange. You're going to pluck off two separate oranges. So that's for sure an iser deraisa. So the Gemara seems to assume that breaking off the branch that has five oranges is an iser deraisa. Marbe b'shiurim on Shabbos is an iser deraisa. But it's less of an avera than plucking off. It's better to break off the branch with the five oranges than to pull off two separate oranges. Marbe b'shiurim is an iser deraisa, but marbe malacha is worse than that. So all the rishonim are bothered with the kasha. Here it says that marbe b'shiurim is heter gomer. On Yontif, when you have a heterach on that fish, on one cup of water, I'm allowed to cook a whole kettle full. Have a heterach on that fish, on 1 pound of flesh, I'm allowed to cook the whole 5 pound unit of flesh. So why is on Shabbos, if you have a situation of pikuach nefesh, the chayla needs, let's say, 1 pound of flesh. You're not allowed to take the 5 pounds of flesh and cook the whole thing. You have to take your 5 pounds and cut off the amount that he needs, make sure you have enough, and not cook all the 5 pounds. You have to cut off the 1 pound, or slightly more than 1 pound, make sure the chayla is going to have enough, and you cook that. Why don't you say that since you have a heter pikuach nefesh on 1 pound, to take the whole thing is one act of malacha? So that's the kasha that all the Rishonim is. How come over here marbe b'shiurim is mutter, and why is over there marbe b'shiurim is also? So some Rishonim say that marbe b'shiurim is really mutter min ha-Torah, and that on Shabbos we don't allow it mid-Rabbanon, and on Yontif they never made the chumah. This is problematic because in the Hava Min and the Gemara Menaches, the Gemara had a suffix. Is it preferable to pluck up the two oranges separately? Or is it preferable to break off the one branch that has five oranges? So the Gemara seems to assume that both in Issa Deraisa, they're just judging which is the lesser of the two evils. Machilamas or Akalakas, which is Makal. So it sounds like, just like if you pluck off two separate oranges, you did two malachas, and Marbe B'shiurim to break off one branch that has five oranges, you only need two, that's an Issa Deraisa and the extra three. So those Rishonim say that was the Havamin of the Gemara, was that Marbe B'shiurim is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. Once you get to the Maskana, that it's preferable to break off the one branch with the five, so the Fiyah Maskana, the assumption is that Marbe B'shiurim is only an Issa Derabbanan. So this Issa Derabbanan was only introduced on Shabbos, they never introduced it on Yom. That's what some Rishonim said. So the Ran on the Rif, on Daf Yud Zayinim and Aleph, quotes those Rishonim. He's not happy with that. He thinks he has a better Teret. So the Ran explains, the heter of Eichon Nefesh on Yontif is a stronger heter than the heter of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Not Shabbos versus Yontif. He says, Marbe B'shiurim is an Issa Deraisa. So Harayif and the Gemara Sofik in Menachos, that they didn't know which is preferable, which is Hakalak HaTchilam. And even in Maskana, that we say breaking off the one branch with the five is the Kal, as opposed to plucking off the two separate fruits, it's still an Issa Deraisa. But it's only, Marbe B'shiurim is only an Issa Deraisa when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, because Pikuach Nefesh, he claims, is Doche Issa Shabbos. It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim and Hilcha Shabbos, Mechaben Ramah. Whether Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos or B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, the whole din of Shabbos is Hutra. Is it Heter Gomer or is it Doche? So the Rambam starts off Perek Sheni, Hilcha Shabbos. Every Perek in the Rambam starts off with big letters. So the first word is Dechuy Hi HaShabbos Eitzot Pikuach Nefesh. It sounds like he says Dechuy. As opposed, that's how the Kesh Mishnah understands the Rambam. He says Dechuy Hi HaShabbos Eitzot Pikuach Nefesh. Other Achronim say that the Kesh Mishnah misunderstood the Rambam. He didn't mean to say Dechuy versus Hutra. He just said it's Mutter. He's not taking his name on Dechuy versus Hutra. He just said Pikuach Nefesh Mutter on Shabbos. But the Ram on Daf Yudzayinim and Aleph Beit said, that's a famous Ram. He says there's a difference between the heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula, as opposed to the heter of Eichon Nefesh on Yontif. He says heter Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is the Chuyah. So it's only Doicha the 1 pound of flesh. It's only Doicha the 2 fruits that you need. It's not Doicha the rest. There's no heter for the rest. Masheni Kein Eichon Nefesh on Yontif, that's a better heter. That's Hutra. Meikara, that's Hutra. So since it's Hutra, it's a stronger heter. So that's why Marbe B'shiurim is Mutan. So the Ran also agrees that the Heterim of Eichon Nefesh Kol Nefesh are not the same. But he holds that they're both Heterim, one is better than the other. One is Hutra, one is Tchuyah. The Ramban holds, no, Eichon Nefesh is not another Heter. Eichon Nefesh is not included in the prohibition in the first by definition. The whole definition of the Malacha is Malacha Savaida. Whatever is Aruch HaNefesh, Derech HaSuda is by definition, it's not included in the definition of the Malachim. So this is the big machlokes. We raised the issue last week that Tosfos says, why are you not allowed to squeeze out the juice, and why are you not allowed to pluck off the fruits? Why are you not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov? What's wrong? So Rashi says, whatever Malachi could have done about Yom, and the food won't get spoiled, so you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Rashi says they had no refrigeration, so to chef on Yom Tov is necessary, and to cook on Yom Tov is necessary. Food is not going to taste as good. So Rashi says that's why Bishul and Shchita and Afiyah Mutam on Yom Tov, and catching fish and that is also on Yom Tov. That's what Rashi says. The Pashto says that Rashi only meant it in the Rabbanah. He didn't mean it after. And then you have this Ramban. The Ramban comes up with this fantastic shot in the Yerushalmi that Milisha V'Yelech is a din d'oraisa. It's not really related to Elisha V'Yelech and Shmura Matzah. That's one din. That the Lishmo is only needed in the Asiyas on Asiyas Alechem. The Asiyas Alechem begins with Lisha. Lisha V'Afiyah is the Asiyah. Anything before Lisha is Achana to the Asiyas Alechem. But when you have the Hekish or the Smuchim, whatever you'll call it, and you say that Malachas or Chamevs only Mutah, Melisha V'Yelech, it's a different word. It means whatever is Derech HaSuda is Mutah. Whatever is not Derech HaSuda is also. And the Tosfos and the Rambam and many other Rishonim say, and the Mechaber quotes the Rambam verbatim, they say no, that this prohibition that you're not allowed to harvest and you're not allowed to grind the wheat to make flour, this is only the Rabbanu. The Chachamim were afraid that if you'll allow everything that's Mutah min HaTorah, Chamevs and Mutah, that the Balabosta will spend all day long plucking off fruits from the tree and grinding and do everything for Yom Tov. So how is she going to enjoy Yom Tov? She's not going to have any Yom Tov. So there's not going to be any Simchas Yom Tov. So they cut out the certain malachas from the Rabbanon because people are going to be too involved in preparing the food. So that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the malachas kaidem lisha, the Yerushalmi says they're not allowed. Is that an Issa Deraisa or is that only an Issa de Rabbanon? The Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Hey writes something along the lines of the Ramban, not exactly what the Ramban said, but along the lines of the Ramban, also emphasizing Malacha Chavayda, but he doesn't say like the Ramban says, whatever is done Samach L'Suda is not called Malacha Chavayda, that's Derech HaSuda. He has a different word. He says whatever malachas the balabasta does in the kitchen, that's not called malachas avoda. Whatever malachas the avodim do, who plants, who harvests, who grinds, the balabasta does that. The servants do that. The husband has a farm. He has hired help who do that. The lisha, that's done by the balabasta, unless she wants to run around shopping and do other things. Unless she's busy. But if the balabasta enjoys cooking in the kitchen, she's not going to harvest the grain. She's not going to grind the flour. She's going to take the flour and do the lisha. And lisha v'yelech is what the balabasta does. And kodem lisha is what the avodim do. So basically he's saying the same as the Ramban, but in different words. He's saying whatever malachas normally you give over to the avodim to do, that's malachas avodah. The avodim do that. Whatever malachas the balabasta does, that's not called malachas avodah. Same as the Ramban. They're wording it a little differently. See, that's the shaila d'zman hazeh, is it still permissible to shecht on Yom Tov? In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they had no refrigeration. So they say you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that d'zman hazeh, the Be'er Heitev quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that we have so many chumash and hilchas treifas, and maybe it'll turn out to be a treifa. Forgetting about the chumash and hilchas treifas, today, it's not at all a normal practice that if someone is interested in having fleishiks for supper, that they go to the sheikhet today. When I was a little boy, they used to have the sheikhet was a few blocks away, brought over a chicken, and the sheikhet was shechet. We don't have that anymore. The sheikhet is somewhere over there. We don't even know who he is, where he is. And even if the husband himself is the sheikhet, he doesn't shecht the chickens the day that his wife is interested in making chickens. They have to get shecht the chickens in the freezer. No one shechts when they're interested in preparing the food. So according to the Ramban, it could well be that shechting today will be an Issa deraisa. Because the Ramban said about the Malach of Tochein, that to do tchina on the grain, to make it into flour, that's an Issa deraisa. To do tchina on the tavlin, that's at the gomer. So the Ram said, what is he talking about? I don't understand. How can the same Malach be sometimes an Issa deraisa, sometimes at the gomer? So the Ramban explains it. You read it slowly, he explains it. He says, sometimes it's derech suda, and sometimes not derech suda. So Bizman is there, based on the fact that today we have freezers, and no one in his right mind, even the Sheikh himself, doesn't shecht on the day that his wife is interested in cooking the flesh. So the pastor says that shechting should be an issa deraisa today. Anyway, according to Rashi, it's at least awesome of the Rabbanan. So Efshel Lassus Mabod Yom. That Rashi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Any malacha that you could have done, Mabod Yom, would have been just as good as if you do it on Yom Tov. So then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Probably mid the Rabbanan. So he says to all the kashas against Rashi, how can it be? So the Pnei Yeshua had a grandfather who wrote a sefer Megineh Shloima to defend Rashi from all the places kasha. Rashi's name was Shloima, right? Shloima Yitzchoki. So the Megineh Shloima, he defends all the Shvera Rashis. So Pnei Yeshua quotes from his grandfather, Megineh Shloima, the Rashi only meant in the Rabbanan. Whatever is Efshel Lassus Mod Yom. So that's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, based on many Gemaras, sound like Rashi. Whatever, let's say cooking. I'm not such a mumche. My wife is a very good cook, but I can't really tell the difference between food that she just cooked now, as opposed to food that she cooked yesterday, and she took it out of the freezer and she reheated it today. So the pashtus says that by us we wouldn't be permitted to cook raw food on Yom Tov, because it's Efshel Lassus Mod Yom. When we have refrigeration, it'll taste just as good. That's a shaila. What about, let's say...
is that a person-to-person issue? In other words, is that you have to make effect in that? I mean, for example, I want fresh orange, fresh squeezed oranges. Let's ship them today and with tomorrow. So for me, I can say the same thing the other way. That, you know, to have my oranges squeezed today, have fresh squeezed for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, would that be also the same effort?
Yes. According, if you only have Rashi's opinion, then it should be mutter. Yeah. 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 Some people enjoy that. Yeah. For the one who enjoys more the freshly cooked food. So then one will be permitted to cook. Yeah. Okay. So that was the one topic that we raised last week that we didn't finish. Then we mentioned, we'll have to go back. We started the Mishnah, there's a machleg, the Bisham Yisrael, about a Beit Tishon, all the Bishabas of Beyond, but are you permitted to eat it or not? So Beit Tishon will say not allowed to, and it's not clear why not. So we ran through, the Gemara has four explanations. So just to review again, the first explanation in the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, was it has something to do with Muktzah. So the Gemara introduces the fact that there's a machleg of Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon regarding Muktzah. So we're going to have to discuss this at length. So we better start. Okay. So we'll start, but we won't be able to finish it in the next 5 minutes. So we'll start the topic of muktzah. So we mentioned last week that tiltal muktzah, to handle muktzah on Shabbos Yom Tov, is clearly only an issa d'rabbanan. And the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, as well as later in Maseches Beitzah, that the prohibition, that's the bottom tesis on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. A big, gigantic Tosfos, and they call it Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet. The prohibition of tiltal muktzah on Shabbos Yom Tov is Gzeir Hashem Yotzi. We're afraid that he's going to carry outside the house. You really shouldn't allow anybody to move a chair, to move any food, to move a fork and a knife. But that would be Gzeir Hashem Yotzi, but that would make life impossible. So the only prohibited handling things that Ben Kovakoa junk, that you don't need it anyway, so you're not inconveniencing the person. So muktzah means something that's not oichel, it's not mashkin, it's not odom, it's not kelim. So this is called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa. The tikkun, they patterned it after hilchos kabbalas tuma. These are the four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, odom, kelim, ochel, mashkin, a mekabel tuma. Everything else is junk, it's not mekabel tuma. So whatever doesn't fall under these four categories is junk, that's muktzah. So let's say you have eitzim v'avon of the offer, junk. So eitzim v'avon of the offer is muktzah, so it's an issa tiltal. You're not allowed to handle it on Shabbos. What if you have Oichel? So Oichel is only Mekabel Tumah if it's Michael Adam. If it's Michael Behem, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the dinim are not exactly parallel. Kol D'Zeich HaBarim Kein D'Raisa Tikkun. It's patterned after a din D'Raisa, but it's not 100% equation. So even if something is only Michael Behem, it's not Michael Adam. It's not Mekabel Tumah, but it's not Muktzah. What if something is not Michael Adam, it's not Michael Behem? I have a hard-boiled egg. I ate up the egg and I left with the eggshell. So who eats eggshells? Maybe elephants eat eggshells. So maybe if it lives near the zoo, maybe the eggshells, I don't know, if it's true that elephants eat eggshells, I don't know, so maybe the eggshell wouldn't be muktzah, but you don't live near the zoo. So Shulchan Aruch says, whatever is dog food, whatever dogs eat, Even if you personally don't have a dog, even if your building, I live in an apartment building, even if in my apartment building there are no dogs, but there's always a dog in every neighborhood, the Shulchan Aruch says. So dog food is never considered muktzeh anywhere unless they don't allow dogs in the whole neighborhood. But normally in Europe, they used to have dogs all over, a dog, a cat. So Michael Keller, the Michael Hasul, that's considered, not considered muktzeh anyway. If it's Michael of elephants or Michael of snakes, so it's only if you have a snake in the area, if someone has a pet snake, so then it wouldn't be muktzeh. If he doesn't have none. So that's the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. You prepare chicken for Shabbos and Yontif, you finished eating the chicken, left with chicken bones. So if the people left some chicken on the chicken bones, that started off as Michael Adam, and it's still Michael Adam. My mother, Alei Hashem, said they're starving people in India, you know. So that's still Michael Adam. But your mother said the same thing. But if you finished eating all the chicken on the bone, and there's no more Michael Adam, so what's left? The bone. So the bone is Michael Behemoth. So if you finished eating the egg and you just had the eggshell, so Tosfos writes on Beis Amud Aleph, Magdim El Shulchan Atzamus Eklipim. Tosfos says if the eggshell, the bone's not even Michael Behemoth, then of course it's muktzeh. It's a piece of junk. It's Eitzma Bana Liofer. It's Eitzma Bana Liofer. Some people make a mistake. They think everything depends on Ben Hashmashah. So since it was Royal Achila Ben Hashmashah, even though it became an eggshell, even though it turned into muktzeh, in the middle of Shabbos, it doesn't become muktzeh. There is no such thing. It is in the reverse. Whatever was muktzeh, the Tchilas Hayom, Midas Katzor, the Ben Hashmashah, whatever was muktzeh, the beginning of Shabbos will remain muktzeh throughout Shabbos. But just because I had a bottle in the beginning of Shabbos and then it smashes into smithereens and have tiny little pieces of glass all over the place, which are not useful at all, that's a piece of junk. So of course it's muktzeh. The thing became muktzeh. So if I ate all the food and I left with the eggshells, I left with bones and it's not even right, achilas hakelev, that's of course it's junk. So that everyone would agree would be muktzeh. The only time there's a machlegs of Reb Shimon, and that's the Gemara, Rab Nachman suggests, that's machlegs of Bishamim Bishil here, is if you had chicken, which is Michael Adam, the people finished eating all the chicken, no more Michael Adam, you're left with Michael Behemoth. So what's the din of Michael Adam? She nishtana liyos Michael Behemoth. Truth of the matter, it's not nishtana. From before Shabbos, this part was Michael Adam, and that part was Michael Behemoth. So the Rashba raises that question, what are we talking about over here? So we judge it on the whole piece. Before Shabbos, we treat the whole piece of chicken as if the whole chicken as if it's Michael Adam. We know we're not going to eat the bones inside. Well, we treat the whole thing as Michael Adam. After we've already, in the middle of Shabbos, we've already eaten up all the chicken, so there's only left the bone. So we declare that as if it's Michael Adam, Shenishtan Aliyah's Michael Behem. So that's called Noila She'ena Goma. Michael A converted into Michael B. Or let's say you have a table breaks in the middle of Shabbos, and it breaks into little tiny pieces, and it's absolutely useless. So that's muktzeh. It's a piece of junk. But let's say the table broke, and now the legs broke, and you can't fix it, and now it's good. The children can use it if they're playing house. They'll use it as a little table. So that's a big table converted to become a little table. So that's not called muktzeh. But let's say a table broke, and now it's only useful as a chair. A chair broke, and you can only use it now as a table. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon, in Masechet Shabbos on what daf, on Kuf Kof, somewhere. Kuf Kof Dalet on the base. On Kuf Kof Dalet on the base, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. If it was Kli A, Shenishtan Aliyah's Kli B. They had one type of Ishtamshus, and it broke in the middle of Shabbos, converted to become another. So that's called Noila Cheyna Goma, that's a machlokes Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon. So we have to understand what are they fighting about. So this we'll have to work on, believe me, next week.
What is it? Donut? What is it? Gomor. Gomor.